Welcome to worship, everyone. Today is our Rancho Santa Marta Sunday. 38 of our congregation went to Rancho Santa Marta this past week. And Rancho Santa Marta is an orphanage and a special needs school for children in Mexico on the Baja Peninsula. We are in a town called San Vicente, which nobody has ever heard of, which doesn't have an ATM machine, just a bunch of horses, and I rode one, but that's it. And so it's got a dirt road there on the sides and barely paved on the center. We had a wonderful time, and I want to thank you for your prayers, because I know if you were here on the Sunday when our team was commissioned, you took a name and you prayed for that person. And I will tell you, this is our fourth year now going to Rancho Santa Marta. It was a very sweet time. We had a wonderful team, and it was truly, I think, the best trip we've taken yet. So appreciate your prayers. And this morning you're going to hear from folks about what we did. We're going to show you pictures. They've already been up on the screen if you were here earlier. And there's one right now. There's the sign that you see when you go in there. You'll be hearing testimonies of that experience this morning. But thank you again for your prayers. It really, truly made a difference. And right now we're going to have Doug Gipps come up and share with you some of the things we did at Rancho Santa Marta.
Our God is truly an awesome God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. So we are God's Santa Marta team. We're all here. I think we're missing our fearless leader, Greg Pro, Jaina Detweiler, and Kayla Alvarado. But other than that, I think we have everybody else here.
All right.
Oh, Josh isn't here. Okay, so we're missing a few more than I thought. All right, so we had a very uneventful drive down to Santa Marta. We, after some last-minute changes in participants, 38 of us left at 3:45 a.m. Saturday morning, and we arrived in Santa Marta 14 hours later at about 5:45 p.m. That was our earliest arrival ever, and we were able to actually have dinner on the ranch that night. Sunday was a day of rest and praise. We didn't do any work. We attended the worship service on the ranch. Then we went into town for lunch and then played a little trick on Greg as he was leading our caravan out of the restaurant. He went one way and I turned everybody else the other way. And so he didn't know where we were for quite a while. So while Greg went off to the flea market, we went and actually visited a mission in San Vicente that we didn't know was there, but now we know is there. And after the mission, we went and found Greg in the flea market, and he wasn't exactly thrilled with us, but it was fun. In the afternoon, we started planning for our work projects ahead while the youth spent time with the kids in Santa Marta. They played basketball and various games together. Monday and Thursday were our real heavy work days. However, on Tuesday, we took a late lunch and we broke up into small groups and had lunch in the homes of the families there at Santa Marta. They prepared a lunch for us. And then Wednesday, we stopped a little bit early so we could throw a hamburger and hot dog barbecue for all the families there in Santa Marta with ice cream sundaes that went over really, really well with the kids. Thursday, we also stopped a little bit early to have a pinata party with them, and we made s'mores. We did bonfires every night and shared around the bonfires, except for the Friday night that we arrived and the Thursday night before we left. So we left the ranch Friday at 4 a.m. in the morning, got lost in Tijuana again. That's every year we've done that. spent 2 hours in line at the border, and then we got back here to West Valley a little bit after 8 o'clock Friday night. So our overall project leader was our former interim pastor, before Kim, Lyle Schmidt, who's back there. I'm not able to give you the names of all the youths who assisted on the various projects because there were so many of them and they kept changing projects. It was too difficult for me to keep track. So I'll mostly just mention the adults who were on the projects. So the first project I'm going to mention is the classroom team that was led by Sarah. So every day she and a few youths went into the classrooms and went into the homes for a few hours and did activities. They made some Valentines, which I think they call Friendship Day instead of Valentine's Day. they wrote letters to send back to, I think, some of the kids here at West Valley, did some arts and crafts, and I think they made some pigs, and they talked about how much God loves them. The second project was curtains and bedspreads led by Mindy Pro with help from Marva Pro, Chris Orr, Peggy Albert, Maggie Day, and Peggy Schmidt. I think the team did 45 windows, either curtains or valances and dressings along those lines, and they did 20 bedspreads. The house mothers were really, really extremely excited about the bright colors of the bedspreads and the curtains. And I think we still have a project left where we're going to do two more bedspreads and two more windows here to send down to them. And hopefully we can get some matching pillowcases for the bedspreads and curtains to also send down. Greg Orr led the team that was hanging curtain rods. He hung 38 curtain rods. We had a food preparation team led by Sandy Madeline, who was assisted by Maggie Day and Gene Fujiki. Different youth were assigned each day to assist with a meal. And because of Gene's and Maggie's support with the kitchen work, Sandy was able to spend some time also on the painting team. These ladies all ensured that we had three wonderful meals each day and every day of our stay. I think we had chili Saturday night, chicken Caesar salad Sunday night, ham, spaghetti, we did the barbecue, and then chicken and pork burritos on Thursday night. It was a really, really, really good food. Nobody left hungry. All right. We had a vehicle repair team led by Ken Pritchard and assisted by Nathan Hobbs. The ranch has several trucks that are used daily for various jobs. These are really, really old vehicles in poor mechanical condition. Monday and Tuesday, Ken and Nathan rebuilt the carburetors and replaced the spark plugs on the two trucks, which made them much, much more reliable. And on Wednesday, they evaluated a third truck, which was very difficult to start and keep running. He was able to get that third vehicle actually running well enough to be used and left them with a list of instructions and parts to complete the repair. The number six was the orchard project that was done. It was led by Art Bashford and Sandy Todd. The two of them thinned about half of the fruit on the peach orchard on Monday through Wednesday. That helps make the peaches bigger and removes the deformed fruit. And then Matt, Katie Hobbs, and a crew of youth joined them on Thursday to install a farm version of raised beds. And that's going to be for planting tomatoes and squash in a field setting. They put in four rows before the wind stopped them to complete that project. Number seven was the Bill Day, I Can Milk This Job for an Entire Week, Memorial Storage Room. So he taped and sanded a drywall ceiling in a clothing storage room with Tim, a little help from Lyle, Sandy Madeline was there, Kim was there, Peggy, and various youth. He did that Monday through Wednesday. A prime painted the ceiling in the storage room also with Sandy and Peggy and Kim and Sarah and various youth. He built some steps into the storage room to make it a little bit more accessible, and he mounted storage cabinets to the walls in there for safety. We also had a painting team that was led by Karen Clark, who was assisted by Kim and Sandy, and Peggy, I think, was part of that. And the team, they did the interior and exterior painting on an addition to one of the homes there. And then the second home, they did the exterior to the house that was next door. In addition, they went down to the slaughterhouse, put up some scaffolding, and Kim and Peggy were up on the scaffolding doing the trim on the slaughterhouse. My daughter doesn't like to talk about the slaughterhouse. All right. Project number nine, the corral team. That was led by myself, Ken Pritchard, and Joe Silva, and we were assisted by three youth. This was just a Thursday project where we did some work on a new second corral that was next to the sheep corral that we built last year. So for this project, we finished digging 5 2-foot holes and completely dug 4 2-foot holes and then set and cemented 9 fence posts using the Lyle Schmidt dry concrete method of cementing. I don't know where Lyle was last year when we cemented something like 50 posts, but all right. The major project of the trip was the new medical building, and that project was led by Greg Perot and Nate, was assisted by Matt, Joe Silva, Karen Clark, myself, and many youth. So Monday, we dug the trenches in the medical building for the sewage, for the plumbing, for a toilet, and four sinks. We also dug trenches into the floor for electrical outlets for the exam rooms that were going to be mounted into the cement flooring. During this phase, I was able to teach the youth that if you go to college, you get to measure the trenches. If you don't go to college, you get to dig the trenches. And by the end of the day, that did seem to have an impact on a lot of the youth. So we also jackhammered through the concrete footings for the exit for the sewage. We assembled and glued the plumbing and the electrical conduit. And at the end of the day on Monday, we tied down the rebar. Also on Monday, the Santa Marta workers, not us, the guys at work, they were using their backhoe to dig the conduit trench for the electrical power to the medical center from the electrical power pole. And in the process, they broke a water main line into the ranch. So we didn't have water on Monday till very, very end of the day, late or into the evening, when they finally got the water going that day. Tuesday and Wednesday were the big, heavy work days where we mixed cement with rocks and sand and water to make concrete for the medical center. I think everybody knows now how to mix up concrete, and one bag of cement, two buckets of water. Was it six rock and five sand per load? So we mixed up loads of concrete. We had four wheelbarrows. We'd haul them in wheelbarrows up a ramp into the medical center and dump it. I think I heard we mixed and hauled 75,000 pounds of concrete in those 2 days. It was a tremendous work effort by everybody. On Thursday, the team finished the final 10 feet of jackhammering and trenching through a wall and a sidewalk to get to the electrical power pole. We ran 170 feet of conduit from the power pole to the medical building and 600 feet of number four cable, 200 feet of number six cable through there, and then refilled this 170-foot trench. And then lastly, we had a number of small projects that we worked on around the facility, including digging and cementing two poles for clotheslines, new drain for the ice machines, repaired two sewing machines, repaired three refrigerators, replaced light bulbs, rewired and modified the winch in the slaughterhouse, fixed the driver's seat in the Suburban, and installed a ceiling fan, not in the Suburban. Tim and Kim, they had a staff training for the house mothers and the teachers, and taught them a little bit about psychology and prayer and just general training for them. That was pretty much what we did. I want to give thanks to the entire team of people who came together to to do God's work at Santa Marta without any complaints or grumbling. It was just an awesome effort. I want to thank everybody for doing that right now. And again, our God is truly an awesome God. We wouldn't be able to do what we did without Him. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Good morning. Padre, nos damos todo la gloria.
Father, we give you all our worship.
Padre, nos damos toda nuestra adoración y mereces.
Father, we give you all our worship and praise.
Solo tú, Cristo, es nuestro Salvador.
You alone, Christ, are our Savior.
Cuán grande es Dios. Digno de adorar y todos los verán. Cuán grande es Dios.
How great is our God. For all to see, He is worthy of all praise. How great is our God.
Heavenly Father, you have created a world of great beauty. You are so faithful in providing all that we each need. You know each one of us by name, every hair on our heads. Each of us is your precious beloved. You are slow to anger, Lord, and your grace and mercies abound. You are with us every step of the day. Lord, we have created borders in your world. We are separated by country, by culture, by language, by race, by gender, by how much money we make, Lord. So often we see these differences first before we see that each one of us is your precious child. Mm-hmm. We don't trust you, Lord, though you made the ultimate sacrifice in giving us your son. There may be pain in our night, Lord, but joy comes in the morning. Father, I lift up this congregation to you. We are your family here on earth. You know the concerns and joys of every person here, Lord. Please bring healing to those who are ill. Please give strength to those caring for others. Please provide jobs for the unemployed. For those who doubt that they are your beloved, Lord, help them to know that you are beside them every day. Help us to trust one another in your name. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your loving guidance to our session and staff as they determine the future of this congregation. Each one of us is unique, and our opinions and beliefs may differ, Lord, but help us to be guided by your love as we move ahead. Father, I lift up our brothers and sisters at Rancho Santa Marta. Thank you for Bill and Kay and now Rod and Tina for their vision and steadfast leadership in your name. Help them to continue to lead and love the many children you have placed in their care. God bless the loving and faithful staff who continue to serve you with minimal resources. Most of all, Lord, I lift up each of the precious children you have placed on the ranch. Thank you for the opportunity this team had to love on each one of them last week. Please continue to reveal yourself to them and help their amazing faith to grow. Keep them safe, Lord. Thank you for our safe journey and the opportunity to serve there in your name. Please help us all, Lord, to be faithful like our brothers and sisters in Rancho Santa Marta, and to have the courage and strength to act when you call us to serve. And now, as our Savior taught us, let us pray together, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Hello, I'm Joe Silva, and I work with the youth group here at WVPC. I've been to Rancho Santa Marta 4 times, and every time I go, I feel the Holy Spirit's presence over the ranch and the hearts of all the kids and staff. But this year was a bit of a struggle. The biggest struggle was the fact that through a series of sitcom-style miscommunication, my luggage was left behind. I had only what I was going to wear to church that Sunday,
which was this.
So I was forced to go into town and buy from some local merchants, not from a Walmart or a Target, but from a flea market in a store about the size of Kim's office. I bought work shoes, and Sarah and a few youth girls bought me 1 pair of work clothes, which I wore every day to the project site. Full disclosure, my work clothes consisted of a novelty scuba shirt and a size 11 pair of girl jeans. I can now look back and laugh at the fact that I wore women's clothing, but at the time I was a bit angry and frustrated that my clothes had been left behind. It wasn't until Monday morning, after I had put on my jeans and shirt, that I was reminded about how God works. See, I was frustrated that my week wasn't going as planned, and I was angry that the things I owned were not with me. And I was going into the week with the wrong mindset. But the moment I put on those work clothes, which fit marvelously, by the way, size 11 jeans for people keeping note, I had a realization. God had provided me with enough clothes for my week at Rancho Santa Marta. He knew that I brought a bunch of junk and that I needed to remember that it wasn't about what I was wearing, but what I was doing. It didn't matter if I was comfortable, but that I was a servant. Often people ponder personal concerns before serving. What will God even use me for? What if I can't get the time off? I would rather use my vacation time to rest and relax anyway. What might happen over there? Who will take care of the things back home? All that says is that we have reservations about serving God. Mine was that I would serve him only if I was comfortable. Matthew 20:28 says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus didn't have any reservations for serving us by dying on the cross. He didn't say to God, "Listen, Dad, I will die on the cross, but as long as it won't hurt and I get to wear really cool sunglasses." And once I realized that, I was able to salvage my week and be present in God's presence. I was able to see God at work in the ranch and through all the people on staff who care for the children on a daily basis. How they might be uncomfortable, but fully submissive to God and His work through them. So I was able to be submissive to God and have Him work through me, even while wearing girl jeans.
That was really good.
Hi, my name is Kayla Bonzer. I spent a week in Rancho Santa Marta. It was my first week. I was kind of reluctant to go, actually. I guess you could say I was going through a rough patch in my life before Mexico. I was overwhelmed and really stressed out because responsibilities and work with school was just starting to get to me, and I slumped into this depression and isolation that I put myself into. And I was scared that going to Mexico, I wouldn't have the energy to be able to do the work that I needed to do and that I was sent out to do. So I get there. It's bright and early, and I was put on a shift in the classrooms to make origami hearts with all the little kids who speak Spanish. I barely speak Spanish, and it was kind of difficult, but it's okay. Afterwards, a little 10-year-old girl whose name was Natalie, who I'd met the day before, she gave me this heart, and she said it had a note in it. So I got home, and I got back into my house, and I opened it up, and I asked someone to translate it for me. And it had the verse in it that she had memorized by heart. It said, Philippians 4:13, "I can do all this through Him who gives me strength," Him obviously being Christ. And it kind of clicked in my head why I was so depressed and why I was going through that tough time is because I hadn't asked God to help me out. I was kind of just working to try to make myself better, but in the process I was tearing myself down more, and I guess I really needed God's help to help me get through that. So that trip, that little girl, and that specifically that verse, it changed my life, definitely.
Morning, everybody. I'm Ken Pritchard. You've probably seen me around the last couple years. I heard about the Rancho Santa Marta trip last year, and I had every intention on going this year. But as 2013 rolled through, I changed jobs and no vacation time, no money to go. And the Sunday before we left, they passed out names for us to pray for during the trip. I picked Tim Engelman's name. Thanks for going. I was sitting at home minding my own business, and as God usually does, He, I won't say gently nudged me, but made Himself known to me that I will be going. So I texted Matt at 10:30. What do I have to do to go? He says, passport and some paperwork. Monday afternoon, I got paperwork emailed to me from Sarah and filled it out, sent it back. By Monday midnight, I was going. I told my boss, by the way, I'm not going to be there next week. I'm going to Mexico on a mission trip. And he says, okay, have fun. So I don't know how everyone else responds to God. Typically, my response is, you've got to be kidding. Or, are you sure you got the right guy? Or, not on your life. But this time was different. I know they had a need. I know that what I do would be a help. And so I found a verse. It's actually Matthew 4:18-22. Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, He saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, His brother, casting a net into the sea, and they were fishermen. And He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately, Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called to them. Immediately, they left their boat and their father and followed him. That's what I had to do to go. I immediately dropped what I was doing, forgot about bills, forgot about work, forgot about whatever was left behind because God had a bigger purpose. So, long drive down, very entertaining conversation in the vehicle. If you were in my vehicle, you know what I'm talking about. Got down there, and it was very refreshing to see this large group of diverse people with diverse skills come together as a group and do whatever needed to be done. Most people, like me, do not like change. We don't like getting out of our comfort zone. And believe me, you are out of your comfort zone at Santa Marta. Anything that came up, people were jumping up to go help. That was actually very refreshing to see. Again, I don't like change, but God said go, so I went. Thank you.
My name is Marva, for those of you who don't know me. First, I want to thank you for praying for me. I felt it every day as I awoke refreshed and ready to sow some more. I want to tell you about the campfire on Wednesday night. All week, our main question was, how have you seen God work today? So Wednesday night, we started with Nate leading a song or two. There were about 30 of us around the campfire. It was a cool night, and we were enjoying the warmth of the blaze. Nate then called on Peggy Schmidt. She shared a scripture that had come to her while she was working on one of her two projects that she did. And it was from Corinthians 12:12 through 31. I read from verse 14 through 16. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I'm not part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I'm not part of the body, it is not for this reason any less the part of the body. Peggy shared with us that she worked with a sewing group and did all the ironing of all the seams to make the project for the sewing machine operators so it would go a bit faster and easier. By the way, four sewing machines went 4 days from about 8 a.m. to about 4:30 p.m. It was a committee of six who needed the cutters of the fabric and the ironing person just as much as the sewing machine operators. One day, Peggy went to work with a painting group, and it was at this time that this scripture really came to her. Then at the campfire, Eva shared that she learned that rebarb was necessary to keep the cement strong. She compared this to a toothpick in a sandwich. She now understands that God is our rebar and our toothpick. Cosette brought up that last year she was not strong enough to wheel that wheelbarrow of cement. She was surprised this year she was strong enough. Then I shared. You see, Mindy and I were walking down the road across campus to visit one of the houses that the curtains were all finished at that house. And I glanced over at the new medical dental wing that everyone else was doing the cement on. And I watched our youth lift wheelbarrow after wheelbarrow. There was nobody standing around. Our youth were working. I said, Mindy, look at our youth. Get over there. Take some pictures. She said, oh, I already did. So we have pictures. They were working so hard. I just praise God for all of our youth. That's being the hands and the feet of God. Our youth are awesome workers. It was good for this old grandma to witness our young people. It was Greg then that brought up that they were all working together. As always happens, every year we do cement, somebody dumps a wheelbarrow of cement. But what happened then, he asked at the campfire? You guessed it. Every youth who could get a shovel was there immediately to pick it up and get it cleaned up. That is working together for each other. That is supporting each other. We were all working for Jesus.
Thank you, Marva. That was great. All of you, that was wonderful. I have a little card here. I sketched out some notes this morning on how to summarize and reflect. I think it's been said better by everyone than I could ever say it. It really was true that we were the body of Christ there, and everyone used their gifts as God had given them, and all coming together. We got to see that at work, and we don't often get to see that. For instance, Marva was nice enough to teach me how to sew a seam. I didn't know how to do that, and it took me twice as long at least as the sewers. But she sat there and she taught me, and I was so glad that we had a sewing crew, because if I had had to do that, there wouldn't be any curtains on the windows down at Rancho Santa Marta right now. So everyone had their gifts and their abilities, and they all came together. And we learned so much more, and we received so much more than we gave. We went to give, and this is always the case, we received so much more. So I want to encourage all of you to continue to move out of your comfort zone wherever you are, whatever you're doing, as the Holy Spirit leads. You heard how Ken was led by the Holy Spirit to come. He actually rebuilt carburetors and got trucks working that wouldn't be working right now on the ranch if he hadn't come. There was a definite reason why God called him. But God called all of us. And we come back unified. We come back a little closer than we were before, actually a lot closer than we were before. We come back spiritually united in Jesus Christ, recognizing how he works as we step out and we take that leap of faith to go where he's calling us to go. It can happen by going to Mexico, but it can also happen right where you are, right in your context. So be open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit this week. Follow that prompting of the Spirit. Know that as you go and step out in faith, he will be faithful to you. He's a good God. And whatever you do to the least of these, you do to Jesus. Let's pray together. Lord God, thank you for these marvelous testimonies. Thank you for allowing this congregation to be a part of reaching out to those in need. But thank you for giving us back so much more than we gave. Thank you for teaching us, for pulling us out of isolation and depression. Thank you for showing us how the body of Christ works and moves together. Thank you for being so concerned about the least of these that you identify with them. Be with us as we move ahead as a church, but be with those in Rancho Santa Marta too, who are praying, those folks who are praying for us. And may we continue to pray for them. Be united with them in spirit as we move forward here at West Valley, but also be united together as a congregation as we learn even more deeply and profoundly what it means to be the body of Christ at work and be the hands and feet of Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for being here and listening to our testimonies this morning, for praying. Those of you that didn't come were just as much a part of this as those that went because of your prayers and your support in so many, many ways. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who calls us to reach out to the broken, who calls us to show mercy to the afflicted, be with you and allow you to move out of your comfort zone in his name and know his grace and his faithfulness. Amen.